Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court again has 9 justices after the seating of Amy Coney Barrett this evening. After taking her oaths, Barrett promised to carry out her duties without bias. She also expressed gratitude to President Trump for nominating her and thanked the Senate Republicans who eased her path to confirmation.
I am grateful for the confidence you have expressed in me, and I pledge to you and to the American people that I will discharge my duties to the very best of my ability. This was a rigorous confirmation process, and I thank all of you, especially Leader McConnell and Chairman Graham, for helping me to navigate it.
Barrett was nominated, confirmed, and seated in 1 month. She fills the vacancy left by the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg last month. In a 5-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court says Wisconsin Republicans can prevent extended voting during the pandemic. The justices refused to reinstate a lower court order to count mailed-in ballots received up to 6 days after November 3rd. In many cities, authorities are preparing for the possibility of unrest as Election Day draws near. Details from NPR's Martin Costi.
New York and Los Angeles say they'll have more uniformed officers on hand, while in Chicago, the police superintendent David Brown says he wants to prevent the kind of looting and vandalism that happened there over the summer.
We've identified specific groups within our police department dedicated to protest management, dedicated to critical infrastructure protection.
At the same time, many states bar uniformed police officers from polling places unless they're called. That's to prevent even the perception of voter intimidation. There are, meanwhile, also some concerns this year about intimidation by private citizens. Michigan's Secretary of State has banned the open carry of firearms at election sites, a ban that's now being challenged in court. Martin Costi, NPR News.
The nation's Midwest is still experiencing the brunt of coronavirus cases in the U.S., with a more than 50% rise in the past 2 weeks. As Will Stone reports, infection rates are also climbing significantly nationwide.
Nationwide, new infections have gone up about 40% over the past 2 weeks. And the Northeast and the West are not far behind the Midwest when you look at how quickly the outbreak is growing. Meanwhile, hospitalizations are also up significantly in the U.S., the highest they've been since mid-August. Dr. Bruce Siegel is with America's Essential Hospitals, which represents hundreds of public hospitals.
We may see a surge like we have not seen yet, and that is very troubling.
Already, communities in states like Utah, Wisconsin, and Texas are running into hospital capacity issues. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
Wall Street stocks tumbled today, with the Dow falling 650 points. This is NPR News. The National Institutes of Health is pausing a study of an antibody drug for people who are hospitalized with the coronavirus. Researchers say the medication made by Eli Lilly does not seem to be effective. Independent monitors paused enrollment in the study 2 weeks ago, citing a possible safety issue. The Eli Lilly drug is similar to medication made by the company Regeneron that was used in the treatment of President Trump. NASA has announced the discovery of water in a sunny crater on the surface of the moon. Details from NPR's Jeff Brumfield.
The water was found inside Clavius Crater, one of the largest craters visible from Earth. Researchers detected it using a flying telescope mounted inside a 747 aircraft. Casey Hannibal of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center is the lead author on the study. She says the water only exists as molecules.
This is not puddles of water, but instead water molecules that are so spread apart that they do not form ice or liquid water.
Still, it does add up. Hannibal says there's probably a bottle's worth in each cubic meter of soil around the crater. Astronauts visiting the moon need to bring their own water, but it's thought that one day water like this could be harvested for lunar colonies. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Heavy wind and rain from Hurricane Zeta is already pounding Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Landfall is expected within hours. The storm comes less than a month after Hurricane Delta struck the region. Zeta remains on track to strike the central U.S. Gulf Coast sometime later in the week. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.